It's come to order. First order of business, I guess, is roll call. I'm Dan Weaver, the chair of the Railroad Advisory Board.
Kevin Tyler, Clark County Public Works.
Thank you. Kevin McDonald with the Prosecuting Attorney's Office.
Danielle Kelly with Public Works.
Terry Gardner, Railroad Advisory Board.
Jim Pearson, Railroad Advisory Board.
Dave Rowe, Railroad Advisory Board.
Neil Chambers, Railroad Advisory Board.
John Hansen, Railroad Advisory Board.
Mark Daniels, Railroad Advisory Board.
Gerald Jacobus, Railroad Advisory Board.
John Schaefer, Railroad Advisory Board.
Randy Williams, July Chaparro Railroad, BYCX.
Jim Malinowski, Railroad Advisory Board.
Charles Hancock.
Ken, you want to introduce yourself?
Everyone, I'm Ken Later, Clark County Public Works.
Amber, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Amber Emery. I'm Deputy County Manager.
Mark?
Mark Herzig, City of Battleground.
And Kim. Well, we have Kim O'Hara online as well, which community member. And it looks like Jackie Lane just joined us as well.
Hey, welcome all. I guess we need to approve the minutes for January and February. Is that right?
Yeah, if you recall, there was a discussion in the January meeting about lobbying in Washington, at the Washington State Legislature. And during the February meeting, we discussed some clarity on that discussion. And so I talked with leadership and with the prosecuting attorney's office and have some information to share just to relay what I heard. So first, the council of the chair or the chair of the council asked me to share that the council is neutral on the bills that were discussed. So that was Washington Senate Bill 5567 and then the House version 1837. And then County Manager Kathleen asked me to share the following information that we provide to boards and commissions that ask about lobbying. And so this is said with great respect for your passion and expertise, that the county's open to hearing and receiving feedback, including but not limited to legislative and policy items. And with the majority of the county-sponsored board or commission support, information may be shared directly with the county council through an email, open public comment during most Tuesday council meetings, the web portal, etc. If any individual would like to provide feedback, it would be noted it is from an individual and not representing the board or commission. The council takes all thoughtful feedback into consideration as they determine how to move forward with decisions regarding Clark County legislative and policy direction, priorities, and decisions. So if the Railroad Advisory Board wanted to petition the county council about something happening in the Washington State Legislature, a particular bill that you find very interesting and want the county to take a position on, the method of that would be to send something to county council, and you would all vote on that together. So you would make a motion that you want to write a letter to council, or you want to have one of you present to council in a public meeting, and then do that. And then council would consider that in their discussions about legislative matters with their lobbyist. And so I've got a couple of staff online here with me, my director, and then Amber as well. If anybody has any questions or concerns about that, if you want to clarify further. I attempted to modify the minutes to reflect that guidance. So you'll see that in the January and February minutes.
Okay.
question. Does this preclude us from...
Can you use your mic, please?
Does this preclude us from lobbying as a group for the Railroad Advisory Board when we go to Olympia?
I would say yes. I think it does.
That's something we've done for years and years and years.
Yeah, and that may have occurred before the county charter. I don't know.
Both before and after.
Right. So I think the way that you would lobby is to go to our council and say, we would like you to take a position on this particular thing. As you as individuals could go individually to the legislature and, you know, through their public comment process, you know, make those
to be
priorities frank, known individually.
Most of the money we've got for the railroad has been through us. The county lobby, I don't know who the county's lobby is now, but back when we were going every year, he didn't even have an idea, you know, any funding that we could get or anything. So, you know, we got $3-4 million for the railroad, and now we're not going to be able to do that?
I think that's the answer that we're talking about right now.
So what are we doing here?
That's not a legislative issue. It's only asking for funds wherever funds are available. I guess I see that as different than lobbying for a particular legislative rule.
Yeah, you know, we've never got involved in the laws. We've only been trying to beg for money. But I mean, if we're not going to do that, I'm not really sure what this board use is. I mean, we don't advise the county. I mean, they haven't asked for our input hardly ever. But every year we'd go up and lobby and come home with some money. And we haven't done that for several years because of all the lawsuits going on back and forth. Right. And we don't want to get in the middle of that. But if we're not going to be able to go up there as the Railroad Advisory Board to ask for money, then I'm not sure what the point of this group is.
Go ahead.
So the board is, of course, authorized to provide advice to the council. And as Kevin mentioned, you can do that in a couple different ways. And as you mentioned, the council may from time to time solicit input from the board. If it's not solicited, you can provide it via letter or via other methods. But that's why it's called the rail. I mean, if you think about the name Railroad Advisory Board, mm-hmm. The purpose of the Railroad Advisory Board is to provide advice and input to county governance. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that would encapsulate the primary role of the board.
How many years have you been doing this? 20?
20 plus, yes.
20 plus years we've been doing that. And so this is a big change. I think the county should dissolve the board. But we're really not accomplishing anything. And raising funds was our last thing that we were actually pretty good at.
Jim Malinowski has his hand up. Would you like?
Yeah, I would argue against abolishing the board. I think we need some body within the county that's lobbying for maintaining this railroad. So I would strongly oppose abolishing it. We can find ways to get our message out.
Okay. From what I understand, the only people we can lobby are the county councilors. Is that right?
Yeah, I want to read the county code, because I think it provides a little bit more information. So the advisory board shall provide recommendations to the director of public works and county council on achieving the maximum long-term return to the county from its investment in the railroad, including promotion of new uses and users such as freight, tourism, transit, open space, beautification, trails, water quality, and utilities. In addition, the advisory board shall provide community-wide railroad and right-of-way advocacy and shall promote public-private partnerships that will enhance the asset. So I think advising the county, the council, and our department, Public Works, is a major role that you play. And then community-wide advocacy. So like you've been talking about, getting the message out to the community about the importance of the railroad for Clark County.
Read that sentence again, please.
The advisory board shall provide community-wide railroad and right-of-way advocacy.
To who?
I think to the county.
Wouldn't we be representing
you, the county? You read something in there and you said for private and public.
And shall promote public-private partnerships that will enhance the asset.
Isn't that a public party? Isn't the legislator going up there and getting funds? Wouldn't that be covered in that sentence?
So when we talk about providing community-wide advocacy, the community is Clark County and our community. I think it's a stretch to say that that extends to lobbying on statewide issues in Olympia. When we talk about community-wide advocacy and promotion of the railroad.
Of course, the only people we lobby are our own representatives, which are part of the community, that represent the community, actually.
If we just lobby, I mean, maybe we need to get approval, but going up there, like John said, our local representatives for money for the railroad, that's the way I would read that, that's doing our job.
Well, and I think
not going up there and advocating a bill that's in the thing. That's the county's, but to advocate. So
you mentioned with permission. So if this is something that the board is coordinating with county leadership and county leadership provides permission to engage in these efforts, then absolutely. But I think for the board to just on its own initiative take on these efforts is not appropriate, not within the scope of the county code. But if this is something that either the council or top county management is asking the board to do, then certainly that's a different situation.
Well, we had always received tacit, if you will, permission from the county to do that because we have always coordinated with our county lobbyist who helped set up the meetings up there. And I presume he conversed with the county and said, this is my agenda up there, which includes the Railroad Advisory Board being there. So wouldn't that be approval by them of us going there?
Yeah, I'm going to lean on Amber for this one. If that's something that we...
Kevin?
Yeah, go for it.
I would say that the current county council needs to give approval for that effort. So as Kevin McDowell just said, that the appropriate channel would be asking for... If that's what the board's deciding that they would like to do, they need to be asking county council, current county council, for that permission.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Would you like to amend the agenda and add that to a new business item for today, gentlemen?
Today?
For today? No.
No.
Could I interject something? This is Dave Rowe.
Good.
Yeah, the case in point that we're kind of getting there out is
Kevin, we can't hear the sound. Somewhere went off. I don't know. That's just me.
All right. Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay. I was up in Olympia on Environmental Day, and because the board said I couldn't talk about this railroad, but there's people up in Olympia that don't even know it exists down here. They called it, it wasn't Chalachi Perry, it was, they didn't even know what it was. So I think we have to have more outreach to legislators some way or another. I don't know if this is, this board should be able to outreach to legislators, because right now this House Bill 1837 is going to affect us, because we have an intersection down by Ride Junction that would help if this bill is passed to allow for train movements from our Chalachi Perry Railroad into Burlington Northern. So this is something we really definitely need to have access to legislators to know, to let them know we have something down here. Right now, I see we're just being ignored.
Jay, I'm sorry, this is Amber Emery again. Has your board written a letter to the county to talk about the importance of the issues that you guys are seeing?
This is the first we've heard that we're going to be limited in what we can do.
So I would recommend that's where the board begins, is with our county council and the public works director. But the council's your conduit to that.
A little clarification. In our last meeting, we passed a motion for Dave Rowe's bill that Dan could go through it if he thought it was something the railroad board should support, that he could write a letter or actually go in person, and that was passed. But as I understand it now, we're not allowed to do that. For that, we should have sent it to the
That should go to council, yeah.
If it's the board, it would go to council. But I think Kevin talked about if you're an individual, of course, anyone can go testify. But as a representative of a board, it needs to go to council.
Okay, because one of your concerns was the timeliness of it, that it had to be right away. And if we have to, everything we want to do has to go from this board to the county and then back to us and then to Olympia, then we're going to miss the boat.
That's exactly right. Okay. Environmental Day happened. We had a board meeting, and I said, this is happening. And now, by Wednesday, it may or may not pass.
All right. I'm just trying to clarify the rules here.
And I think we have a lot of fast-moving parts. So if there's something that you want to get up to the council, it can go to Kevin, to Jordan, who's our legislative analyst. So that can get moved quickly if you guys have a letter that you want to go to council for legislative.
Okay.
Okay, has everybody read the minutes for January?
I moved
in the January minutes, right?
The January minutes I've read, and I move that we adopt them as modified in February.
Then moved and seconded that these minutes be approved as modified. Are there any questions, comments? Anybody opposed to these minutes?
So the new business on this in the minutes, it said the motion authorized Dan Weaver and John Schaefer to review Senate Bill 5667. And if something they support or either go to Olympia or contact. So that one, what we just decided, we can't go to Washington or Olympia for that?
That's in the February minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, we're back in January.
We're back in January.
For January.
Sorry. All right. Sorry.
Okay, the minutes are approved without exception. Okay, the February minutes.
So I guess I should talk about February meetings. What did we decide on the motion to authorize reviewing Senate Bill 5667? Are we authorized to do any kind of review? Is that what we said?
I think what we're saying is, for that bill in particular, if Railroad Advisory Board wants to take a position on it and then share that position with council, and then council can decide if they're going to take a different position than being neutral on these bills.
Well, the Senate bill died, but House Bill 837 is still active. But it's going to be either go up or down by Wednesday, just 2 days from now.
Okay.
So what can we do? Can we help this along, or are we just dead in the water?
If you can pull together a letter and get it to me, I can get it to Jordan. Council meets on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So I think that's our option.
Doubt that it'll make it to the House by Wednesday.
We go through that weekly right now with our legislative session. So it's very possible that Jordan can get that to our lobbyists and go to through the session. So if you guys have something you want to review on this and get it to it, I would get it to Kevin as soon as you can so we can get that in front of council this week.
Yeah, Dave Rowe again. I tried to get a point with John Lay, the representative for our district here, and he doesn't have any openings until Thursday, so it's going to be too late.
Question.
I would then, just real quick, I would recommend, though, if you do have something you want to review and send, just make sure you send it along to Kevin as soon as you can.
Did you say that the county was taking a neutral position on that bill?
That's what the chair relayed in a message.
By a letter that not only would we want the ability to do it, but actually to have to change the position of the county council. So ain't happening. What about Bill 5063? That is the sales tax credit for donated rails, and that's a big one.
Right. I asked our lobbyists about that one. Not our lobbyists. I asked Jordan, our policy analyst, about that one. And similar, the county council was taking a neutral position on that one. And the latest I heard from him was that didn't make it out of whatever committee it was in. It looks like Jim has his hand raised.
Yeah, I think it's a moot point by now, but I thought at the last meeting we authorized our chair and co-chair to submit that information quickly because of the deadlines. And it sounds like nothing has been done since that last meeting. Why not?
Well, as you know, I was not at the last meeting. But when it was given to me, I didn't have enough information on it and didn't have the time to get it put together. And that's what I'm going to make a statement about in my comments later in this session.
Well, it's kind of disturbing that our group takes a position and it's basically ignored. I would hope that when we pass a motion to take action, that action would be taken and not delayed until a month later.
Listen to my statement later.
Okay.
Okay, does anyone want to move that we accept these minutes as amended?
This is February now.
That wasn't there either.
I move to accept it.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. We accept these minutes as as modified. Any comments, questions? Anybody not in favor of moving these forward?
I abstain.
Okay, they are approved without exception. Okay, I want to make a statement, and that it actually fits closely into what has been discussed previously today at the meeting. For us, and I'm going to talk about us first, and then I'm going to tag on and what we have to do, what hoops we have to jump through to get further. For me to draft or to do a letter for anyone that we want to do, it needs to be brought up by a person. And in this case, I know very little about what you do, Dave, and what's going on there. So I plead ignorance to all of it, because I've read some of your information, but there's a lot of it, and I've just not caught up with all of it. But if you're going to propose a letter for support for a bill, I need to see a draft of the letter that you think we should send, and whether it gets modified through this group or me or whatever, but a draft of it and a paper of, I'm going to say, 2 pages or less that gives me the salient facts of why we should take a position on that particular issue and how that fits in with the railroad as we see it today. So if I had that, yeah, I could go forward with a letter. And then now we have to go through the additional hoops of getting that letter to council to get them to approve it. Now, in the case of where they have taken a neutral position on it, it's highly unlikely they will approve a letter coming from us when they've taken a neutral position on it. So we've got that to deal with under this situation. That's an addition to what I'd already decided that we needed to do to make sure we get a proper bill. We need to get that in front of us. You know, what I said, your draft of the letter and the salient facts, so we can decide, make a decision, an informed decision on that particular issue to go forward. And then I can modify the draft rather, and then we can get it pushed forward as we need to. That's the only comment from the chair at this time. Do we have anybody from PVJR online? We don't, do we? No. Okay. How about BYCX?
Thanks, Dan. Obviously, we're in our off season right now, so we're doing a lot of maintenance. They are working on the steam engine, trying to get it ready to go, hopefully by Father's Day, is our intent. And have it run more often so we can do some deferred maintenance on the diesel. We were very happy with the activities of RailWorks. I closed that with Evan Klein the other day. They were great contractors on working with us and getting the bridges in our area done. And then with excess materials they donated, I believe, some to the town of Yakult, some to us, like ballast, extra stuff they had piled there. They did a great job. They brought up a couple of ecology blocks that PVJR gave us to help block our parking lot, control our parking lot problems we have. So they were great team players to work with. And I appreciate the county selecting them as their contractor. So we'll be starting again, Mother's Day weekend. We're doing some deferred maintenance on the cars, just kind of letting the weather get a little bit nicer up there before we start really tearing stuff up. That's about all we have going on right now. I mean, it's quiet. We've got our schedule set. So, we're getting ready to go and hopefully have another good year,
running. Now that Bridge 20 has been repaired, hopefully we'll be able to take that down because there's an old whistle stop just past Bridge 20 called Wall. And it's a big rock wall. And that's where we used to stop at with our runs. So now that the bridge has been repaired, we can hopefully get down there. That's all I have. Anybody have any questions? Great. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. Okay, county activities.
Yeah, thanks for the great feedback on RailWorks. Good to hear that you had good experience with them as well. The bridge repairs project is, for all practical purposes, complete. RailWorks is demobed and left. And I think there's one minor issue with the bonds at Volusia Falls Crossing that need to get it back in service. Good project all in all. The county awarded the railroad roadbed rehab contract to Lee Contractors, not RailWorks this time. So in an amount of about $455,000, so remaining grant funds. We think there might be a little bit extra there that we can do potential change orders, but we're still closing out all of the project with RailWorks and billing the grant to see what's left.
Who was that awarded to?
Lee Contractors. I don't have a date for mobilization or a schedule yet or a pre-construction meeting, but I know that's all upcoming. And the work needs to be done by June 30th because of the grant. So we'll be coordinating with you, Randy, on that work.
I have talked to Michael Tracy about that. Okay. And he said he would invite me to the pre-con. I sent him a schedule today. So with the stipulation that the contractor needs to be off the tracks on the weekends that we run, because they will be working in the area that we run. Milepost 23 to 24 basically is the river road crossing to the tunnel. And that's part of our main run. It's kind of right where the big rock was. So anyway, but he has that info and I'll go to that meeting once I know when it's offered. And in addition, we'll offer our parking lot if they need a staging area, much like RailWorks did.
Great. Thank you. And the other item on here was the Railroad Advisory Board asked about the county's climate policy. And I checked with community planning. The staff that are involved in developing the climate policy are willing to come and give you a brief presentation on where things stand. And so we've got them scheduled for April. So the April meeting, we'll have those staff here to give you a presentation. Jim, you've got your hand up.
Will we have an opportunity to get changes made in that policy? Will there be time to do that?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I will ask that they provide you with materials to review in advance of the meeting, and you can provide comment back.
Well, Dave Rove shared with me what's in there now, and it's a very weak statement. And I really think that we need something in there that points out that you can move a ton of freight by rail for 10% of the energy you can by highway, and the impacts of rail on the environment are far less than highway construction. So there's some really good arguments for building up a railway infrastructure, and I think that recognition of that needs to be in the policy. And I hope there's time to do that.
Let me find out what I can about the timing. Dave may know more about it. He's directly involved.
Well, I can just say what we've accomplished so far is the transportation land use policy statement. And it's support equitable, safe, reliable, convenient transit services throughout Clark County and facilitate expansion of community transportation options in rural Clark County and explore alternatives such as regional rail on new and existing rail lines. So it's just kind of a statement saying that there is there, but like Jim says, we should have more, advertise what we do, we can do with this, but they just talk about that existing, but we should say the possibilities. And the freight that Eric Temple is moving is something that we could advertise and say, there's a lot of things we can improve.
Well, I guess we could bring that up at the meeting. If it can be added, it can be added. But
it may be possible for them to change some of the policy statements, but they're winding out. I think we only have one more meeting. So I think it's pretty much what they've got written down now. But we might be able to influence some more.
And Dave, there's still a point where this information is presented to council, because council will make the ultimate decision about this. So if there's a point in time where the Railroad Advisory Board can, like we just talked about, this is a great opportunity to write a letter to council and say, this is what we think should go into the policy. And I'll work with community planning to find out timelines for you guys. Can you use your, yeah, thanks.
On the railroad roadbed rehab, does that include the painting of the Highway 99 bridge?
Yes.
So when that's done, we're out of the bridge business?
Up to milepost 18.7. So the lease is split between the south line and the north line.
But we're able to give all those here.
We're able to move those over to PVGR. When that's the last bit of the priority defects that were specifically identified in the lease.
Good. Okay, thank you. Unfinished business is the railroad presentation and open house. I presume that's going to have to go through some kind of approval by the council also.
I would assume so, yeah.
I'd like to have a volunteer, if they would, start to pull this stuff together from different people. I've gotten some information and other information been gathered, so we start to pull it together. Would someone like to spearhead that and pull it together so then we can all look at it?
Didn't John and Jim already doing that? For the open house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you guys already doing that?
Jim and John are doing it.
Well, we started, but then we kind of backed off because nothing was happening.
Could I inquire as to what the open house involves? What does that look like?
It's a community. We concluded that it was be to our advantage and to the railroad's advantage to have a community presentation of materials and just general information about what the railroad can do for Clark County as a factor, economic factor, as well as a personal factor for the community in general.
You know, Kevin, I'm not sure. It seems like there's kind of a fine line between promotion of the railroad within the community and advocacy, legislative advocacy, right? I think the concern that has been raised earlier in the meeting is to primarily avoid any sort of a conflict between what the county council, the position that the county council may take on an issue, or the county leadership may take on an issue, and the board, right? So we don't want to have different bodies of the county advocating for inconsistent positions, particularly when it comes to legislative lobbying. But if we're talking about, you know, sponsoring a community event that's simply information sharing and promoting awareness, but not specifically advocating for legislative change or advocacy relating to pending legislation, I don't know that. I think that's a little bit different from what we were talking about earlier in the meeting.
Thank you for that clarification.
So we can do that without having council approval?
And I think we would work internally with our leadership. So I would work with our public works director and Amber here to make sure that the messaging that you want to prepare for the community is not something that's contrary to something that the county has already taken a position on.
Maybe I'm being a little dense, but I find how that's different than communicating at the legislative without dealing with a legislative issue, that we're going up there and just seeking funds to support the railroad.
Would that open house be more of an educational process for the public, how the board sees, not promoting it, but sees, okay, what does the railroad do to improve the environment, the road systems, drive business, rather than, you know, and you know, there's a fine line there, but it's an educational process, isn't it?
That's the way that you have talked about it in these meetings, is what are the benefits of the railroad to the community?
But that's the same thing we do with the legislators in
right,
Olympia.
But it's not, because it's a different audience, right? So certainly the board is empowered and authorized to provide input and advice to Clark County leadership and the Clark County Council. That role in particular does not extend to providing advice and input to the legislature in Olympia. However, community members as a whole don't have the sort of legislative decision-making authority that the state legislature does. So having an educational program for the community at large presents a much lower risk of inconsistent messaging than lobbying activities do.
Okay.
One thing, I listened to the public hearing on 5063, and I thought the guy from the Port of Tacoma was in support of it, and he said that a railroad can move a ton of freight 47 miles for a gallon of diesel, which sounds really good. But then I think his number was screwed up, because the truck can do that, and truck can do way better than that. So I think maybe he forgot to put a one in front of the 47.
400 miles. It's 400 miles that for a ton.
For 1 gallon of diesel.
1 gallon of diesel. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
And that's what I found in Olympia, that they don't even know where it exists. Some people call it Chalachi Meadow Railroad. They don't know what Chalachi Prairie is.
It's good.
They don't know we got 35 miles of railroad track here, and they don't know we exist. That's what our education on this open house should explain, what we do. There's people in the county that don't even know we have a railroad track.
Yeah, a lot more do now than they used to.
All right. Well, I think we need to start pulling that information together and start filling out that outline that I originally prepared and start pulling it together and see where we are and what more we need to collect.
Can I be on that committee? The education?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. So I guess Jim and John are on that one. Now, Dave.
Well, who all is on that committee? I see five of us.
Four.
So, subcommittee of Dave Rowe, Neil Chambers, Mark Daniels, and Jim Malinowski.
It might be wise to have another meeting. We met a few months ago, and we sort of let things drop because we weren't sure where we were going with it. But I'm willing to continue to work on it.
Okay.
So I just have one comment since we're going over, I guess, railroad advocacy here. And just listening to what's being said and knowing a little bit about the history of the railroad and some of the adversities that are out there. And you know, there was a lot of, media, press-related stuff that was not favorable to the railroad out there. And I think that's really why this has kind of come about, because, the railroad it's good, it's positive, it can, be valuable to the community out here. However, in listening to what's going on, it almost seems like we really can't say much. I mean, you would like to put the good information out there, but right now it just seems like, you can't say this or you can't say that or you can't lobby this. It's really, in my estimation, is quite frustrating, I guess, because really all you're trying to do is show that the railroad isn't as bad as everybody thinks it is, or, the hard knocks it takes out there. Some are deserved, don't get me wrong, but overall, the railroad itself is very positive for this community and can be, once again, a very, very good asset if treated properly out there. And like I said, it's just a little frustrating right now because it seems like you can't say anything.
Well, as I understand it, we can do this.
Yeah.
The way.
Yeah. The concern is lobbying, right? It's about who's the audience. So if the audience is the legislature in Olympia, that's lobbying activities. The county has a lobbyist and takes formal positions on issues. And so in order to avoid inconsistency in different positions being taken, I think what the request was at the beginning of the meeting was to refrain from lobbying activities. That doesn't mean that you can't do community events to promote education about the railroad. That's totally separate. I think what we were talking about earlier was lobbying specifically.
Okay.
Just make sure you put your people on the invitation list.
Just a comment. I've started attending the Slatchie Prairie neighborhood meetings, and what I've become aware of is that out there in North County, we live in silos. There's some of us that are associated with the museum, others associated with territorial grounds, and now there's this group that the Slatchie Prairie county has set up, and there's almost no overlap between those groups. And my impression, as someone who grew up in the area, is there's strong support among the locals for the railroad. There's a few people that live next to it that think it somehow hurts them, and they're vocal. There was one guy that gave a talk very new. And one of the things I see is it's newcomers that come to the area and they buy a 5-acre parcel, and then they don't want any other development in North County. And so they're the ones that oppose the railroad and oppose any economic activity in North County. And I don't think that's the view of the vast majority of people who live out there. But we do have this problem that of silos where the majority of people either don't pay attention or gather in silos and don't talk to each other. I think that's a major problem we got in the county.
Well, I think that even in the articles that were printed in the paper about it, you know, a lot of people said they had no problem with the railroad. They just had a problem with the operator. And I think that's one of the problems you may have on the open house, is saying all these good things about the railroads in general. But the elephant in the room is what the operator's been doing up there. And hopefully he's in the process of cleaning up his act, and we might not have to worry about that much longer. But
well, remember, the county still owns it, so and it's an asset to the county. They need to, good stewardship would be to protect that asset.
Well, the newcomers, unfortunately, are sold a bill of goods, because the realtors all tell them that the railroad's going to disappear and it's going to be a trail and this big, beautiful thing, and it's not going to be a railroad. And, you know, that's a bold-faced lie. And I know personally that one of the people that live along where the driving range was out there by the golf course, that the realtor told him that the railroad is going to disappear.
The county permitted the houses right next to the railroad.
Yeah, and his house is backed up right to the railroad. So it's a communication problem of a lot of people. All right, anything else for new business? Any public testimony?
Got one here.
Yes.
Thank you very much for recognizing me.
Your name and...
Yes, sir. One moment. I'm sorry. I was clearing my throat. Jim McCray. I'm with the 18th Democrats Legislative District. I live up in Barberton, right near the railroad. And I would have a couple of questions for the board, please. And one statement. The first question I'll have is, on this open house, will you have and provide the opportunity for Friends of Clark County, Friends of Central Vancouver, and all the other organizations that have difficulties with this, will you provide them the opportunity to present their case? Since it is a public meeting, that is. And it presumably would be on county property.
I guess we would have to decide what our obligation is and what we would want to do with respect to having them. I mean, I don't want to put a presentation together for somebody else. So,
they could put their own presentation together. But as you said, there's a big difference between advocacy and presenting information. This would be an opportunity for the opposing side to present information, if I'm understanding the gentleman's comments earlier.
We'd have to decide that, but I can't give you an offhand answer right now. But.
Fair enough. Second thing. I came in just a little bit late, but so perhaps it was already covered. Given the breaking news today that the Friends of Central Vancouver won their appeals case, does the board have any comment about how this might impact the railroad's potential for income?
What was the case that they won?
The appeals court. It was done on January 9th up there. Where the county had sued the Friends of Central Vancouver. I'm sorry, I can pull the notes up. Yeah, it was the county lost the case today. So I don't know if this is brand new news to you or not. I was just wondering if there was any comment from the Railroad Advisory Board in regards to this, since it impacts the mines in any kind of, rail traffic that the operator is hoping to carry.
We have no comment. This is the first you've heard it.
No, thank you. I just wondered if you'd heard that or not. So, yeah, my understanding there's still can be appealed to the state Supreme Court, but as of right now, the appeals court has upheld.
Before you move on, just some folks online wanted to clarify it's the Friends of Clark County who are involved in that. So just that was it. Friends of Clark County.
Oh, what did I misspoke? I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Not Friends of Central Vancouver.
My apologies. Yeah. And I would finally say this. There was a comment I heard earlier, which I found a little bit disturbing, that new people who have purchased homes into Clark County seem to don't understand the railroad or opposed to it as people who've been around a long time. I'm just simply going to say this, gentlemen. People who live here, buy homes, and pay taxes have just as much right as people who've lived here for 30 and 40 years. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Anybody else in the room or online? Not seeing anybody.
Okay. Anything for the good of the order? Anybody? Nobody else want to speak up? Any questions, comments, or otherwise? Anybody online? Okay. Do I hear a motion for adjournment? Anybody not in favor of adjournment?
Anybody want to stay here all night?
We're adjourned.
We're going to get together.
Perfect.